of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Even After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Podcasts, Rank These Podcasts Network. Listen, it's the same day. It's the same day. Again, let's try this again. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Podcasts, Rank These Networks.
Drive. No, you still said it wrong.
Take three.
Can I help you?
Three. One more time. The third time is a charm. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network's draft. There you go. All right. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I had a slick intro about Kendra doing our my intro for me, but I fucked up twice. So there you go. But these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Casey.
Hello, people. I am here. I am ready to draft. I am ready to talk about some good stuff. And I am excited to be here. So let's do this shit and get it on.
The goddess, I guess, Amanda.
Hello. I'm Amanda, host of The Sip List and co-host of many other things. Thanks for having me. I am dressed as Bucky Beaver today. For those who know Bucky's, I got my Bucky onesie and I am super excited about it. George brought it home last night and I have been wanting one forever. So, yes, this is my Beaver costume. I'm your favorite Beaver.
Jesus,
fix
it.
My favorite Beaver is downstairs. Kendra, how are you?
Fair enough.
My favorite Beaver, Justice Beaver from The Office.
Yes. He's a crime-fighting Beaver.
I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. Excited to be here and go on these fantasy trips in our minds.
Yes. Cam, can you hear me? Intro.
Sorry, guys. Hi. I'm actually here.
Hi.
At the beginning of the show. Crucially. I made it. And I'm just happy to have made it. But yeah, as always, every time I get to actually get on the show, I love it. So I hope you missed me because I missed you. And I'm ready to go.
We missed you.
We did.
And my third Beaver says hi. And
hi, Emily.
And Harvey will be here. He's running a little bit late, but he will be here. And he going last in the first draft anyway. So all right. With that being said, the first draft will be travel destinations. This could be fictional or non-fictional. All right. So with that being said, here's the order. It's myself, then Cam, Casey, Kendra, Amanda, then Harvey when he comes. And then, like always, is regular draft style. So second round will be Harvey, Amanda, Kendra, Casey, Cam, then myself. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do this.
Let me do this real quick.
I'm ready.
Let me do this real quick. Because my first destination is Hogwarts. My first destination is Hogwarts. You damn right. You damn right. You're on mute, so I can't hear anything you're saying. So
you ain't shit. Especially it's my birthday month. Fuck you.
I love you so much, but fuck that.
I knew that wasn't getting to me, so I can't.
Fucking hear you.
Hogwarts number one.
Kim, I hope you stub your toe on a Lego tonight. I really do.
Multiple Legos.
Luckily, my stepson don't play Legos that much anymore. So,
yeah, but you got Sasha right there, ready to take over. So.
That's what I was like. I hope she just bites your ass.
Yeah.
So Emily is right. So Emily and I practiced this yesterday, and I didn't have a hard word in my mind until she said it first. So
Emily,
so Emily,
delusion.
So there you go.
There you
collusion
go.
Forever unclean.
Rehearsal for a draft. What?
All right, Kim, okay. This is on you.
I hate you.
I'm not
like, I want you to know how long I'm going to harbor this shit. Like, I just want you to be fucking prepared.
I love you too.
Because that was going to be pretty much the only fictional one I had. I was going to keep it real, except for that. I can't stand your ass. Like, yes, forever unclean, like she said in the comments. Anyway. Let's start with someplace I've always just wanted to go just because. Tahiti.
Oh, good one. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Close to France, Casey. Y'all.
Casey, you're muted.
I never knew, like, I always wanted to go to Tahiti as well. I never knew you had to like fly to France to go there.
Where is
Tahiti? Was like in the Caribbean.
Where so, like, is that near
France? I feel like I read better? That it's close to France, like off the. Oh. I could be completely wrong.
There's a couple islands that you wouldn't surprise, but you have to like go to like Europe and then fly from there to actually get to some of them. There's another one that I want to. Go to. I don't know if it'll be on anyone's list, so I won't ruin it, but yeah.
All right, Casey.
So, since can you hear me now?
We hear you.
Okay. So, since my number one pick would have been taken by both of you, thank you very much for that.
It's too easy.
I'm going to get crazy and go with a fictional city that I'm pretty sure only one other person might have some kind of feelings in her heart for, but I'm going to go ahead and say, no, you don't, because it's not the one that I would normally pick, and it's the one that you would normally pick. I'm going to pick Haddonfield, Illinois.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Haddonfield, Illinois.
The home of Michael Myers.
Oh.
Yep.
We'll go there.
Like, I didn't say it was destination.
I
don't
think it's stabbed. I just want to visit.
All right. Kendra is on you.
I'm going all fictional because the world is a dumpster fire and I don't want to be here anymore. So I'm going to Nowhere from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice. That's the good one.
Nice.
Let me find out Kendra's a true outlaw. What you doing in Nowhere?
I'm gonna be a guardian with Rocket.
Yeah, Kendra, don't spoil it. I haven't seen it yet. Nope. Does he die? Don't tell me. Okay,
it's really good. I think it's the best since
it's
probably before Ragnarok or Black Panther, the first one.
It's okay. Really good for movies, but if you're a true comic book fan. They fucked up two. Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry. With that being said, let's introduce.
I had sex in high school. I didn't read comics in high school.
So did I.
Reading comics is better.
So did I. And here we go. Harvey.
Harvey.
Hi, Andre.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? All well?
No.
So, but hold on, Harvey. Before Amanda, you go. Somebody said, "Listen, I'm going to be there late. I'm always there late. I know who you are, Amanda. I'll be there late. Not that Amanda, another Amanda.
Yeah,
I'll be there late. Okay. Anyway, so Harvey's here. Amanda has the next pick, and for Harvey's sake, I'm going to say the rundown of these picks. We got Hogwarts, Tahiti, Haddonfield, Illinois, and Nowhere from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, thank you.
All right, Amanda's on you.
All right, my first one's a real place, and it's a place that I have priced over and over and over and still can't figure out how I ever could or would do it, but it is Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. Jamaica has the overwater huts, I know, but Bora Bora is a whole new level.
Okay, with that being said, Harvey, you next, but the intro first since you're late.
All right. Hi, Harvey here, host of Men of the Prize and Love is Black, the podcast that I co-host with the Hot Wife Carice. My apologies for being late. We had a family meeting, sort of like, you know, like the family meeting, the Cosby meeting, where they all get into the living room and they talk. Ours ran long. So, you know, it happens. I have some teens who are not happy with me. So we had to have a, you know, a talk. And it is what it is. But I'm happy to be here. I'm very happy to be here. And my first pick is a place that I like to go to because it's all Negroes. Can we all go to Wakanda, please?
Damn you, motherfucker.
Damn you. I knew I should have took that first because it wasn't going to get back
That's
to me.
That's why I needed to hear the list. I needed to hear what the picks were. And now that I know that y'all didn't take it.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised that Cam didn't take number two, to God's truth.
I thought one of both of y'all would have taken that.
Cam's still pissed off that you took Hogwarts, motherfucker.
She is. All right. So round one, Hogwarts, Tahiti, Hattonville, Illinois, Nowhere, Bora Bora, and Wakanda. Harvey, is on you.
Okay. So I picked a fictional place. Now I'm going to pick a real place. I think that's what I'm going to do, a little back and forth here. My real place is a place that the wife wants to go to and hopefully we get to go to, and that would be Fiji. We're going to go there and just get one of those, you know, though they have the nice cabins in the water or something and just sitting there. And that sounds like fun.
Netflix and chill.
Nice.
Yeah, and we ain't got time for Netflix, baby. You know, we got time.
it's all about chill, quote unquote.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I'm going with a fictional place second, and I am going with the Emerald City.
Nice. All right, Kendra.
Sticking with fictional, I'm going to go with my favorite Pixar movie. I'm going to Monstropolis for Monsters, Inc.
Nice.
I'm also going to hang out with Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski! That's a good one.
It really is. All right, Casey.
So, my number two pick not only is a destination, but it has to be a specific point in time as well. So we're going to go with April 2024, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for WrestleMania 40.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
We're going to the future? Okay.
I like
Fair
that.
Sure.
Because I'll be there. I definitely will be there. 1,000%.
Can someone take me and I'll just absorb the amazingness and figure it out?
Hold on a second. So WrestleMania next year in Philadelphia. Dre, you're just going back home. Casey, you're going, let's see if we can make this happen. Like, it's got enough time. Maybe we all pull up into Philly, go see WrestleMania.
At least two nights. One night, one.
Can I wear a costume?
Definitely. People will be wearing costumes, so definitely can. All right, we'll talk about that soon, though. Cam's on you, baby.
Mordor.
Good one.
All right, so it's on me, and I'm going to, I'm not sure where this place is, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not sure what city it is, but I know that it's a building that I want to go to. I'm going with Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Damn you.
Get your fucking off.
You don't know how much this fact that tour. Even though my husband swears I would die first.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I have ever seen Kendra flip anybody off.
Oh my god.
I liked it better when she just went, bitch.
Yeah, she gave me the double flick off. Like she gave it to me. Oh my god. And yes, when Emily and I, she gave me some ideas that I thought about. So yeah, damn right. All right. So
really, Emily should be doing this draft instead of you.
Well, we're
it'd be more respectable.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Hogwarts and Woodwork Chocolate Factory definitely I'll go to in a heartbeat. So there you go.
Except
so, there you go. Well, I can't because they fix. Okay, anyway.
No, I never mind. I'm not really thinking of them.
All right, round two is Fiji, Emerald City, Monstropolis. I hope I said it right. WrestleMania 40, Mordor, and Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. All right, let me get to some real places now. Actually, God of Truth, and it's only a dream if I have a limited money. I go there at least 3 times a year anyway, but I got limited money to go to Vegas. I'm gonna have a ball. So, limited money in Vegas.
There you Hangover go. Style.
Okay. All right, Cam's on you.
I want to go see the Northern Lights.
Yes. Damn it.
Okay.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. All right, Casey.
So we're going to flip the coin over from my first pick, and we're going to go with Springwood, Illinois.
Nice. Going all horror. I like it.
Not necessarily. I've got another 2 more coming up where they're definitely not horror.
All right. Kendra.
I'm going to go to another outlaw place. I'm going to Tortuga from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
You son of a...
I'm a good one.
I'm going to find me some or Captain Next.
Daughter of an onion. She's a daughter of an onion.
Yes. Damn you, Kendra.
I had a feeling you might go for it, so I had to get it because Willy Wonka was there.
Right?
No, that literally was my next pick.
Screw you, Willy Wonka.
Well, one of them's Johnny Depp, so I know you would. Anyway.
I would.
All right. So next is Amanda.
Okay, for my next pick, I am going to take the Overlook Hotel.
Nice. Ooh. Oh, that is brilliant. The Shining.
And I don't mean the Stanley in Colorado, like that's a real place that Stephen King stayed. I mean the Overlook from the movie. That's where I want to go.
So God is Truth, last year when Sasha was born, like I took Emily for her birthday to see her grandma. We took a trip down, like a whole road trip down there. And we stayed in the Zahane Hotel in LA or Beverly Hills, I'm sorry. Beverly Hills. And we had to leave early in the morning and I had to go back up for the bags. And I swear to goodness, it looked just like the room, the hallway in the Shining. God is true. I was scared. I'm not gonna lie, I was scared. I was like, oh no, I touch the walls and shit. Like
my favorite hotel in Oklahoma City is haunted. The New York Knicks said so.
Okay. The New York Knicks are fucking haunted.
Well, they don't want to stay there ever again because the place is supposedly haunted, and I agree with them.
Okay. Harvey, so you.
Okay. So I have fictional, real, not fictional, but I think I'm going to go fictional just because I'm in sifting through here. My first fictional place is going to be Hawkins, Georgia. Oh. That is from Stranger Things.
It's Hawkins, Indiana.
Isn't it? It's Indiana. My bad.
Damn it. I was like, Hawkins, Georgia. I can still have it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what's there.
You should have kept your mouth shut.
All right. Well, okay. So, round 3. Vegas, the Northern Lights, Springwood, Illinois, and what's the place?
Tortuga.
Overlook Hotel in Hawkins, Indiana. Harvey, so you.
My fourth place, and it will also be a fictional place, is I want to go back to Zamunda.
Ooh, good one. I can't believe Dre slept on that pick.
I did. I didn't have that shit in my fucking brain at all. God damn it. That's a really good one.
So you couldn't steal
it. Yeah. Go, Kendra. I mean, it's on you.
Go, Kendra. Yo, there's a blatantly obvious one. I mean, several that DeAndre, I'm shocked that you haven't said already, but I'm going to leave that to you. So, you know.
Well, I went up with Conda, so now I'm like, I'm going to take Bikini Bottom.
Nice!
Are you going to stay in a pineapple under the sea?
I hope so. As long as I don't eat it.
There's a lot of salt in that pineapple, by the way.
I love pineapple.
All right. Kendra's on you.
I want to go to Westworld.
Nice.
Couldn't afford it, but I want to go.
Hey, you never know.
Might get a coupon, like a Groupon.
There's always a Groupon for places like that.
Always.
All right.
That's been a funny lesson now.
All right. Let's go ahead and get the sentimental, heartfelt shit out of the way. I was going to save this for my bench to surprise somebody, but my destination is actually a two-location. My next one is a two-location place. It is Dallas-Fort Worth and OKC, so I can see my Mount Sitmore friends, Amanda, Chris.
Aww. Well, now I have to vote for that because that's amazing.
Which one is it? Because that was a lot.
Yeah, it's two destinations, buddy. I gotta get one.
Just say DFW. People will know what you mean.
Right. DFW, and then the rest of them can come down and see me there.
All right. Cam.
Mario World.
Damn you! Damn it!
Peaches.
I really thought I could sneak that into my bench. Damn you.
So my fourth pick will be a place that I wish I could afford to go. This is actually a real place because the pictures are so fucking beautiful and it's just relaxed. It's like relaxation. I want to go to Capri, Italy. I want to go to Capri, Italy so bad. But
Italy is not that bad. Europe isn't terrible now, bro. But you about to have an addition to the crew. Yeah. So you broke. But, you know.
Heard it's really racist there to black people in Italy. I've heard horror stories.
Really? Oh. I've heard France is like that, but
I was like, oh man, I just want to eat. Please don't call me the N-word.
Well, if you're gonna do that, let me finish my pizza first. Now you can play. Right. Damn, that was good pepperoni. Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, round four is Zamunda, Bikini Bottom, Westworld, DFW, Mario World, and Capri, Italy. So it's on me, and I'm going to go real again. I'm going to go Amsterdam here.
Nice.
I'm going to go Amsterdam here.
This coupon says I get a free t-shirt.
So set a password.
Bring it back, look at Hyman.
But it's Xena Warrior Princess, though. I don't know if I'm sending a password.
She's so hot. Like, why would you care?
All right, Cam's on you. You're on mute, baby.
Yeah, I know.
She's cussing you out still.
Cam's always on mute.
That's unfortunately so true. Okay. Just to make sure it's on my list and knows that it's loved, Haiti.
Ooh, nice.
Have you been? Have you never been?
Oh, no, I've been. Oh,
okay. I was about to say.
It's fabulous. You can eat all you want. You still lose weight.
Mm. Wait a minute.
That's where I need to go.
The food is healthier and it's hot and you sweat. You don't have to do anything.
I've been there once. It was 36 years ago.
And that's on our list. We haven't been to Haiti.
And I have to take the family. I got to take my family there once.
That's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Casey's on you.
So I feel like one of us is probably a little bit shocked that I haven't brought this up. But we're going to go with the hometown of the greatest literature writer of all time. We're going to go to Bangor, Maine.
Nice.
Everything happens in Bangor, Maine. Everything.
All right.
I'm going to go with from the Pagemaster movie. I'm going to the fantasy section where Whoopi Goldberg voiced the book and you get to go on fantasy adventures.
Oh.
So
it's just called the fantasy section.
It's called the fantasy section from Pagemaster.
Okay.
All right. Amanda.
I am going to pick a real place. I'm going to go with Santorini, Greece. Sorry. Greece was, we were supposed to go to Greece and then COVID happened. And so it's still on the list. So
It's on my list too.
Yeah.
All right. And Harvey.
Okay. I get the last two picks here. Yet fictional is a lot more fun than it real places. So the first of my final two picks, one, let's go to McDowell's.
Like Harvey's list is very coming to America centric.
It's black up in this mug. I'm so proud of it right now.
That is what you're saying. Oh my
goodness, that's amazing. That's amazing. Round five.
Keep it black, bro.
Round five. Amsterdam, Haiti, Bangramain, the fancy section of the Pagemaster, Sentient. Wait, what's that report?
Santorini.
Santorini. And McDowell. All right, Harvey, will you?
And my final pick. Pick this. My final pick is South Park.
Damn you.
Going down to South Park, going to have myself time. All right. Amanda.
Okay. Well, I'm doing the manifesting thing again because South Park was going to be my bench. Thanks, Harvey. Instead, I'm going to go with something super heartfelt that will get me no votes, but I am going with the 100-acre wood. Because Winnie the Pooh is my jam. And it's a real place too. It's called the 100 Acre Wood. So.
Okay. Kendra.
Anytime I can pick a goofy movie, I'm going to. I'm going to Lester's Possum Park.
Beautiful.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Emily.
Yay.
Hey, Casey.
Okay, so I feel like it's not a good draft episode if we don't have everybody questioning one of Casey's picks. So I have my bench, and if you guys don't accept it, then I have a backup plan. But my bench is going to be a destination vacation, but I need to go with somebody. So I'm going to pick a person by the name of Josie to go on a vacation with, and the vacation is going to be far away. Because Josie's on a vacation far away.
Jesus Christ.
Far away could mean this entire list. I love it.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Okay. I'm going to keep it. There you go.
I'm fine with that. You just need context.
Far away is anywhere.
Far away with Josie. That's what I put down.
Or is it far, far away? Like in track. Okay.
I'm having fun.
Thank you.
I love it.
Cam's on you, baby.
I'm going to go with the suburb of Woodcrest.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a fucking fantastic pick for the black people that knows that.
Okay, the white people don't. What show is that from?
The Boondocks.
The Boondocks.
Right?
The Boondocks.
Oh, okay. The Boondocks. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Awesome. I'm white and I knew that.
Oh, my God.
I've watched it. It's just been a minute. Shit.
All right,
good job.
Last but not least.
You're drunk and high.
Let's go fiction here. Let's go Bedrock.
I was thinking about that.
The only reason why I picked Bedrock here because I forgot what place Justin's at, and I just said, fuck it, let's go Bedrock. Because, I'll have some strong-ass feet when I drive. All right, here's rosters. Myself, Hogwarts, Willy Wonka, Chocolate Factory, Vegas with limited money, Capri, Italy, Amsterdam, and Bedrock. And Tahiti, Moldor, Northern Lights, Mario World, Haiti, and Woodcrest. Casey, Haddonfield, Illinois, WrestleMania 40, Springwood, Illinois, DFW, Bank. Where's it from? Help me up.
Banger.
Banger, Maine.
Oh, Banger, Maine. Banger, Maine. Yeah, that's right. Banger, Maine, and Far Away with Josie. Kendra, Nowhere, Metropolis. Is that all right? Tortuga, Westworld, the Fancy Section and Page Master, and Lester.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Awesome Park. Amanda, Bora Bora, Emerald City, the Overlook Hotel, Bikini Bottle, Santorini.
Yeah.
Santorini.
Greece. Close enough. You go. The Hundred Acre Woods, and Harvey, Wakanda, Fiji, Hawkins, Indiana, Zamunda, McDowell's, and South Park. Hey, there you go.
Woo.
So please vote for when this comes out. That was actually pretty fun, to do. So big shout out to Cam for that pick. But let's go off last week's draft. Last week's draft, Dream Celeb Guest was the three-way tie between Amanda, myself, and Harvey. And the winner from a spin of the wheel was Harvey.
Right. Woo!
First time for everything.
I know. Basically. How that ironic is it racist. That I have Will Smith on my list and then I won? Yeah.
Well, you should have picked him all the time then. Man. All right. And also we did karaoke songs. Third was Kendra. Myself was second, and first place was Casey. So next week we'll be doing next week?
Commercial ads.
Best commercial ads. Oh, and God of Truth. I'm not sure. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. My number one, if I get it, it's gonna make me go to hell. I'm just sitting right now, but it is what it is. All right, so commercial ads and what else? Oh, and Casey's top 100.
Chris, you shut up.
My 100.
Casey's top 100. All right. With that being said, let's get cutthroat.
Yeah, I'm scared.
We are now going to do movies with numbers in the title, and here's the order: Casey's first. Then Harvey, then Amanda, then Kendra, then myself, then Cam. And like always, snake style, so second round Cam, myself, Kendra, Amanda, Harvey, and Casey.
Me and Kendra screwed.
Casey, you're first.
So before I make this pick, I just have one question I need to ask one of you in particular, Dre.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah. What's in the box? Yes.
For those of you that don't know, that's seven.
That's seven, yes. Yes. If seven didn't go first, then
yeah, it, I mean, it has
it,
to.
It should have went first. All right, Harvey's on you.
Good job, bro.
All right. I was writing this list, and I wasn't really paying. I was just writing stuff down, and like on here is 7 pounds. By the way, there's no hell I'm picking that. So whatever. Okay. Oh no, I'm man enough to say I'm not picking Will Smith at all. Call me what you will. Say what the hell you want, but I will go with
not, got you a win last week.
Not 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, but 10 things I hate about you.
Bastard.
I'm sorry, my thing cut out. What was Casey's choice?
7.
Okay.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
All right, Amanda.
All right, I think I'm going to have to pick one of my movies that I love and that I can wrap the entire last 15 minutes of the movie to. 8 Mile.
There you go.
You son of a bitch.
You could have picked it.
Because Clarence Terrence got a real good marriage.
They do.
I know something. Bye bye, you.
You and Clarence. Private school. All right.
Kendra's on you.
Never seen 8 Mile.
Oh my God.
Kendra.
Kendra.
No, ain't no I heard. Go on Netflix and go watch that movie and stop playing. You have to. You have to. It's required reading for the class. You have to do it.
Not for me. I'm going to go with a movie that has two boyfriends of mine, 21 Jump Street.
Nice. You'll watch 21 Jump Street, but you won't watch 8 Mile.
Right? 8 Mile is fantastic.
All right. Well, I'm going with my pick. My pick is next. I'm going with one quote from it. Corbin Dallas, The Fifth Element.
Great movie.
Nice.
All right, Kim.
Sixth Sense.
Yep. Damn it.
That's an easy one.
Good
yep.
one.
Yep.
All right, so round one, we got 7. 10 Things I Hate About You, 8 Mile, 21 Jump Street, The Fifth Element, and The Sixth Sense. Cam's on you.
Sorry, I am knocking stuff y'all chose off of my potential list. Mm-hmm. The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Very nice.
Good one.
Which one?
Shut up.
There's two of them.
It doesn't matter.
Well, those don't count.
Technically, they both have the same title, so they both
exactly.
qualify.
Exactly.
Yes.
I get a twofer.
Okay. Nice. Well, because there's a couple movies that like that too. So I pick one of those. I'm not sure I hear shit.
As long as it has a completely different title and isn't like Terminator 2, Halloween 2.
I don't know.
If the next one is Pelham 1, 2, 3, 4, then that's good.
No, it's on me. And my next pick is one quote. Oh, Kelly Clarkson. I'm going the 40 the 40-year-old version.
No, I do not want to watch School of Cock with you.
All right, Kendra.
Well, that was my next pick. I'm gonna go with Naked Gun 33 1/3.
Very nice.
Good one.
Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Good one. All right, Amanda.
Okay, I'm gonna introduce mine with a quote that people here love to use. You son of a motherless goat.
Three Amigos.
My pick is the Three Amigos.
Okay. Harvey.
I love that movie. I do.
So good.
It's so funny. Let's go. Oh, hold on. That was Taken, so we can do it. Let's go with let's go with 48 Hours.
Nice. Good one.
I knew it. Listen,
I don't want to play this game anymore.
So God of Truth, I had them on my list just so I could fuck with Casey. but Harvey did it first, so I couldn't do it. However, Casey's on you.
Well, I don't know what I want to pick now. Shit, half my damn listeners got taken in the last 8 picks. Screw it. We're going to go with 4 Weddings and a Funeral.
Nice. Four. I love that movie.
Such a good one.
I thought that was going to sit there for a while. It's all right, you know.
I actually thought it would go fast.
It would have sat there for a while if y'all hadn't stolen all my damn picks.
All my damn picks.
All right, so round two, Taking a Film 1, 2, 3, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Naked Gun 33 1/3. 3 Amigos, 48 Hours, and 4 Weddings and a Funeral. Casey's on you.
The next movie I'm going to select, a Latin singer by the name of Gloria Estefan warned us that boys will be boys, bad boys, bad boys, 3 Men and a Baby.
Oh, I forgot about that. It was that song. Yeah, good one.
Nice segue, I guess.
Bad boys, good one.
All right, like,
Well, let's keep the numbers going. Well, because that's what this is. and let's go with 16 Candles.
Stop
You mother. Okay, I'm doing it again. I am manifesting the shit. I have to stop.
They've got my
fucking need to quit drinking, having edibles before you come on the show.
No more gummies. Manifest my thoughts in other people.
I would just like to say that I'm the Black Dexter because I basically walked into somebody's house, middle of the day, looked through your shit, and left, and nobody said anything. Dexter was killing people at 2:30 in the afternoon. He walked in. He had his tools. He walked in. He looked around and then left, and nobody said anything. CJ, you're
CJ, go fuck yourself.
Oh, damn.
You're garbage.
Cut off his internet.
So God of Truth, I don't disagree with her. there's a couple of things on there, but I mean, it didn't wow me. Like, I'm just gonna say now, it didn't wow me. Anyway, Amanda's on you.
It's better than boats and hoes.
Ain't nothing better than boats and hoes.
Okay. Well, 16 Candles was literally my next pick.
I know. I'm looking at your list right now.
I know, I'm manifesting. CJ agrees with me. I'm gonna go with 13 going on 30.
And there goes another Kendra.
What did you say?
Right off the board.
30 and flirty and thriving.
13 going on 30. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendra's on you.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I'm gonna go 50 first dates.
Damn it,
Kendra! Yes. Oh, I'm on my alts, my alternatives.
So God is truth. I was trying to 50 first dates for Emily. I tried. I tried. And listen, it didn't work out. It is what it is. So let's go for me. It's probably going to win me the black vote. So I'm cool with that. Let's go to 5 Heartbeats.
Nice pick.
I'm surprised you didn't take that sooner.
Well, I knew for a fact that nobody else that had application would pick it.
I was going to pick it, so you couldn't have it. That's what I was going to do.
Well, hey, Cam is on you.
Lucky as fuck. I was going to take all your shit. But I will take the Jackson 5.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wait, hold on. No. I gotta say no to that. Cause the name of that movie or miniseries is called The Jacksons' American Dream. There's no number. There's
that's
no number
true.
In that. There's that's no number true. In that. There you go. Hey yo.
God, don't be so proud of yourself.
I am. There you go. She tried to take my 5 Heartbeats from me. So there
you go. Oh, you saying that after it, like you had already gotten it. So what you mad about?
You try.
Okay, Drake.
You stole Hogwarts from her.
Oh, you damn right.
Exactly. Like right off the bat, he knows me. You raggedy motherfucker.
You raggedy motherfucker.
You raggedy bitch.
You're raggedy bitch.
I picture that guy from Waiting to Exhale.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm below his fucking balcony like you. That's exactly what I wanted to picture.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna throw your shit.
Kim,
I'll be back around. Don't worry.
Kim, you gotta pick another movie, baby.
In the meantime, I will pick 13 Ghosts.
That's a good one.
Good one.
That's really a good one. All right, so round 3, 3 Minutes and a Baby, 16 Candles, 13 Going on 30, 50 First Dates, 5 Heartbeats, and 13 Ghosts. Kim's on you again.
Stole my shit. I cannot. Ooh. Mother. Okay. I'm pretty sure this wasn't said. I'm going to go with 21.
It was not said. That's really a good one right there.
Girl, that was my next pick.
I thought it might be Dre, so I wanted to bump that one up.
It was definitely higher on the list. I didn't
take it yet.
It was definitely higher on the list. I love that movie, actually, with a passion. However, though, let's go with a classic. I think it came out in 79. Let's go One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Nice. Yeah, that lasted longer than it should have.
Yeah, it did. Andrew.
Chaz did this classic, 101 Dalmatians.
No, really I had that one on my list.
Yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm. All right.
That guy is so hot. I hope John Krasinski plays him, and they should do that live action again. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt would be perfect.
They're perfect in everything.
CJ said, Jerry straight up stole Cam's cornbread.
So bad.
All right, Amanda.
This one is a pick from my childhood that has a special place in my heart and doesn't get a lot of play. I'm going with Less Than Zero. That movie's fantastic. If you have not seen it, watch it.
All right, Harvey.
Let's go with 9 to 5.
Nice.
We're working
9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Working. Okay, that's it.
All right. Casey.
4 words. Get off my plane.
Oh, good one.
Air Force One.
I didn't even think of that. That is a good pick.
So that's the movie when I think it was like Jean-Claude Van Damme for 10 minutes and then he dies. Like who's the big star that's in it?
Isn't that Nicolas Cage?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm thinking of Con Air.
I know Harrison Ford's the main character, but in the beginning, like it's some like a main character, like some big time movie star that dies in the beginning of that movie.
I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. It might be some kind of airplane movie that happened. Anyway.
I'm going to look.
All right. 21, round 4, 21, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 101 Dalmatians, Less Than Zero, 9 of 5, and Air Force One. Casey's on you.
So, my number 5. Well, fuck it. There's no Stephen King on my list. We'll go with 1408.
You fucker.
You took my damn 8 mile plan B, so live with it.
I really thought 1408 was going to skip everyone.
It definitely was not. All right, Harvey.
Okay. I'm looking to see if there's anything. Oh, something happened. Turn off the ESPN. Okay.
Who got ejected? Okay.
Da-na-na, fucking Federline.
How about... Okay. That's a... Okay.
That was like the Ferris Bueller keyboard. Blah, blah.
Okay, how about 12 Angry Men?
Good one.
Good one.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I got to go for the horror fans and, you know, all of us old school kids and go Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
Actually, I thought your number one was going to be Casey. Mm-hmm,
yeah. All right, Kendra.
Well, here we are. Just Googling things that have numbers because I listen to
You're missing so many movies.
Mm-hmm. 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Nice.
All right, let's go for me. I'm trying to see if I want to get the original or the sequel. But people love the original, so let's go Ocean's 11.
Nice.
Because I'll be perfect, I think Ocean's 13 is better, but...
I agree.
Ocean's 11. All right, and Cam?
300.
Nice.
This is Sparta.
It holds a special place in my heart because I have kicked someone like that.
Nice. You'll kick somebody? Yes, absolutely. All right.
Don't shake your head, Harvey. Don't shake your head.
Round number 5, 1408, 12 Angry Men, Friday the 13th, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Ocean's 11, and 300. Cam, your very last pick.
I didn't have anything cutesy, so I'm going with 27 dresses.
Damn it. I have a handful I'm debating on, and that was one.
Because I cook with 7 pounds. I shook with 7 pounds there.
Just do it.
But I'm not, actually.
Oh.
I'm going to keep it black. I'm going to go 42.
I had that on my list. Good thing.
Go 46.
I almost took it because I thought you might take it. I should have took it.
You should have took it.
This draft is personal. That's what this is.
The moment I'm like, you know what?
Seriously, you were not here for him announcing that he picked Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah.
The look on Cam's face.
I wanted
to go high.
I had to pick. I had to put it on the main screen by herself because I knew what the fuck I heard the most. It was beautiful. All right, Kendra.
You went black. I'm gonna go super white. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That was another one of my four. Okay, shit. Now I have to pick.
All right, Amanda.
What do I have? I am gonna go with 500 Days of Summer. Damn it. Too many choices.
Harvey.
It didn't occur to me, not that it matters now, like, and clearly I know nothing about this because I'm pure as the driven snow. But could we have picked like porn movie titles with numbers in them?
I was waiting for it. When Amanda was like, I was like, she's gonna drop the 50 Shades right now. Watch.
I thought about dropping 50 Shades. I really did.
I was like, do it, Amanda, do it.
I thought about it.
Oh my God. If somebody would have said Backdoor Slush 9, I would have lost it.
Wow.
I would have fucking lost it.
I would have said 9.5 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all are too old for that, but it's, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I know. Oh, if we ever do this again, I will come with porn. All through my
9.5 weeks.
As softcore as it gets. All right. Let's end it with, well, at least for me, let's end it with District 9.
Nice.
All right, Casey, you get the very last pick.
So, two things really quick. One, I think since we started off with the number 7 for my number 1 pick, we're going to go a little bit higher than that with my final pick, and the second statement is rest in peace, Luke Perry. 8 seconds.
Yeah, I had that one. I thought about taking it.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
Before you go, my husband wanted to say Josh Hartnett, 40 Days, 40 Nights, movie about jerking off. He handed me this note.
I've seen that movie. It's interesting. It's actually an interesting concept. God.
Hey, he was also in 30 Days of Night, which I had written down as a vampire movie.
God, jeez.
Andrew, by the way, I like that you had a nice progressive household, that your man could hand you a movie about jerking off, and it was just like, oh, here, girl.
That's pretty
funny. What do you think?
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness, it's hilarious. All right, so her rosters, Casey, 7, 4 weddings and a funeral, 3 minutes and a baby, Air Force 1, 1408, and 8 seconds. Harvey, 10 Days of Hated by You, 48 Hours, 16 Candles, 9 to 5, 12 Angry Men, and District 9. Amanda, 8 Mile, 3 Amigos, 13 Going on 30, Less Than Zero, Friday the 13th, and 500 Days of Summer. Kendra, 21 Jump Street, Naked Gun, 33 and a Third, 51st Dates, 101 Dalmatians, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Myself, The Fifth Element, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, The 5 Heartbeats, 1 Floor of a Cuckoo's Nest, Ocean's 11, and 42. And Cam, The Sixth Sense, Taking a Power 1-3, 13 Ghosts, 21, 300, and 27 Dresses. I still have 2, 4, 6, 8. I still have 10 movies I could have put on here.
I have like 15.
I still have like 15.
Yeah.
I got a good amount here. Yeah.
All right. Well, that being said, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It caused a lot of drama, which is great. a lot of laughs, which is amazing. All right, next week we'll be doing
commercials,
Casey's top 100 songs
and commercials.
Which again, I'm going straight to hell if I get number one with that. Just saying, straight to hell with
gasoline. I have a number one picked as well.
Straight to hell with gasoline draws on, but it's hilarious.
Gasoline
draws. with that being said, let's say some outros, starting with.
Hi, I'm Casey, the host of An Evening at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast where we eat stale popcorn, drink watered-down sodas, and honor all listeners' requests for movies. As well, join us. By the time this drops, we will have an episode available for listening where our favorite mass debater, who is an asshole for stealing Hogwarts, will be joining us to discuss a movie called The Wiz.
Best version of The Wizard of Oz, period. I would say why.
Facts.
We'll save that discussion for the episode, but I'm sure that topic will come up during the episode as well.
Only one of those movies has Nipsey Russell in it. That's why.
Michael Jackson.
Michael. Nipsey. A man named Nipsey. Come on.
Nipsey Russell. One of the funniest black purse people in ever. Richard Pryor. Sorry, go ahead.
And on top of it, we will also be kicking off the greatest Tom Hanks movie bracket here in the next 2 weeks, and we will be crowning the winner of that on his birthday on July 9th, so stay tuned for that as well. Thank you guys for having me here again. I enjoy being here with you people. It is fucking fun, except for when Dre picks my number one damn pick. So, haha, bite me. Harvey, you're next.
I'm next. I would like to say,
if you're, life.
You're doing the picks of the best Tom Hanks movies, I would like to throw out Bonfire of the Vanities. That's an absolutely trash-ass film. Should have never been put out, but not, you know, some people mess up. It's all right. Needless to say, I am Harvey, host of Men of the Prize.
He got paid.
He did. It's Tom Hanks. Of course he got paid. He probably fed everybody there, too. He's like the nicest person there is. You know, super nice. I would just like to say,
if you watch this, I just won't say where.
If you watch this episode, I would just like to say I expect both of my lists to win. That's all I'm saying. My list is
awesome. Will Smith then.
Nah, son. Nah, I can't do that. In fact,
it's racist.
Nah, I have
ageist. Probably ageist.
I've decided in an attempt to try to catch up to Casey and one day have as many wins as him.
Or me.
Or anybody to my list. I'm going to slowly try to make them not as old as I am, which is why I didn't pick 2001 A Space Odyssey. That would have been my first pick, but like, let me not do that. So I picked, you know, I try to think like a millennial. So I picked 10 things, whatever. Yep.
Okay, Harvey. Sorry, I'll be quick. I don't want to interrupt everything. We are Gen X, and we are fucking proud of who we are. You do not know. That's not allowed anymore. Don't say that ever again.
Okay, good point. Fuck the millennials. All right, so let's go back to that. Take heart. By the way, this was fun. I can't really say that because I'm pretty sure I'm married to one. So aside from her, the rest of y'all can kiss my ass. This was fun. You know where I host. HarveyLeguay.com for the podcast. Facebook, Twitter, whatever for stuff. Goonies is fun. Who's next?
For life.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'm wearing my Bucky's jumper thing. I'm host of The Sip List, which is a top five podcast. So any top five you want. Typically pop culture, but anything else. Co-host of An Evening at the Movies, like Casey said. Also a co-host of Crime Rewind with Shanna, where we check out cold cases and try to bring you light to them. Newest episode is dropping the same week as this will. And it's a current case that somebody is actually missing. It's an active case, so definitely check it out. And
Reapers.
Literature Reapers as well as our brand new show with book reviews, and we have one episode out. And yes, go look for that too.
We're on Apple now.
Yay!
Oh, me. Oh, sorry. First off, the Muppet Babies did the best version of Wizard of Oz because they had Kermit and Miss Piggy, okay? And also Babies! You can't hate millennials as much as we hate ourselves, okay? We're a freaking anxious generation. It's okay. And I'm the host of Crushgasm, the podcast where we talk about crushes, and we have some really good ones coming up. A leading man crush, a reality show crush with Casey. We have an 80s movie crush, and also Chansey, a friend of the network, will be on with a wrestling crush. So, you know, stay tuned. Ooh. We call it Crushgasm
Podcast. Okay. Tito Santana was cute.
Okay. Hopefully you know who I am. You only see me sometimes. I'm working on it, guys. My life is insane. But I do really want to take the time to mark this day as the episode where me became enemy. Okay? So just so that going forward, no one acts like they're shocked. And that they don't understand where it's coming from. This was the beginning of the arch rivalry. Okay.
Tuesday, May 9th.
Apologizes in the way that he should.
I will write this in my book as the beginning of the end.
5/9/2023. Dre wanted all
if
the
If only
smoke.
He could have seen it coming.
Note. You want the smoke? You got it.
Just like.
That's hilarious.
But everyone else in the world
found out.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. I love you guys. And I see you in the comments. I love you. And to Dre, I hope you don't get no sleep tonight. Bye.
I love you, Cam.
I'm going to treat it like wrestling then. He probably wants to go one-on-one with the great one. So
I have pledged all of my allegiance forever to Cam. So anything you ever want, just know that she's the go-to person. I'm going to worship her till the day I die.
In a year or so, the heel turn comes and she will never see it coming.
You know what? I've had worse.
It took me 3 years to make the heel turn, but it is what it is. All right. Typical wrestling. Anyway, my name is DeAndre Robinson, host of Master Bitters. A couple things from Master Bitters coming up as well. There will be the Juneteenth episodes day before Juneteenth, after Juneteenth, with Harvey and Kendra. There will be a Mother's Day episode with Kendra and Amanda. We're also doing the Father's Day tournament right now, starting today. That's up. Couple are up right now. Always have fun. I love all these peoples. It is very, very fun to fuck with everybody. So thank you so much. And we are out. Peace.